there's a reason why those Subarus are rated the safest vehicles year after year, and I'm sure that's got a big part to do with it. My sister had an Outback for a couple of years. She liked it, and then her boyfriend just bought an Outback, I think. They're good cars. They're reliable. They hold their value. You know, there's nothing wrong with them, but yeah, I can see how that gets annoying. Even this truck, like, there's a backseat reminder I got to turn off. There's a buckle to drive I had to turn off. If I'm not strapped in and I brake 5 miles an hour, the chime goes off. It's just like, oh, my God, leave me alone. You know, I don't mind the backup sensors and the parking sensors up front and stuff, but I got the lane thing, too. That starts flashing and yelling at me. It's like, just let me drive. But depending on what year she was going through that Jeep stuff, my last truck was a 24, and it was the same thing. Like, I got $5,000 off for employee discount, and there was not a rebate to be had. I paid basically exactly what they wanted for it. I had no choice. It was not a good deal. Same with the truck before that was a Tacoma. That was sticker. Like, I got no discounts, no rebates, no nothing. And then the truck before that, I wish I'd never got rid of because I got a smoking deal on it. It was a COVID truck. It was a 2021 Silverado Trail Boss, brand new. And that was when they had the chip shortage, and it didn't have any of the stuff in it. It was literally just a truck. It didn't have auto stop start. It didn't have parking sensors. It didn't have any of the safety stuff. I loved it. But we traded in to get a mom car, and then the rest was history.